This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The official opening of the Talk Radio Countdown Show. It is upon us every week at this time. We go through the top hits, the News Talk Radio hits, and then the people list as well. This week on the DL list, designated, what is it? Disabled list. That's what this is. The disabled list. Michael Harrison is out, and in his stead is an excellent replacement. Young Kevin Casey is here, who's the second person at Talkers Magazine, who's got a little boop there. Hi, Kevin. Happy
to be here today.
Who's got a better Irish name than Kevin Casey?
I don't. Yeah, that's a great question.
You know, when I think about you and your history, and I've known each other for a long time, I was thinking at one point in time that in the New England area, Irish names like Sean Casey, the guy that was on a couple of stations in Boston, his real name was not Sean Casey. And so it always comes up that there is, how is that your real name, people used to say, because I know you were on the radio for a number of years.
Right.
Can it be that Kevin, that he was so lucky to be named Kevin Casey?
He wasn't. That is not my real name. Kevin is my real first name, but I have an English surname. So, although I actually am about, I don't know what percent, but I'm a whole bunch Irish.
Yeah. And so this week, one of the things that's just lurking below the top 10 items here would be a focus on St. Patrick's Day, right? All the celebrations and the drinking and the shenanigans and the hooligans going out.
Well, I guess given the state of the world, drinking and shenanigans might be the way to go.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So let's get to the state of the world, if you will. The state of the art of News Talk Radio with the top 10 stories that are published, by the way, at Talkers Magazine at talkers.com every week. And they're also on our DJV list as well, djvshow.com. So what do we have for stories this week? No real surprises here, I guess, Kevin.
And not really. At number 10 this week, Doug, is a tie, March Madness and Tom Brady returns to the NFL. We all kind of thought he might. At number 9 this week, climate change tied with the daylight saving time.
Wait a minute. You actually thought, you didn't believe that Brady was actually retiring? What's the matter with you?
Nope. He can't. Tom Brady, he won't give it up till they carry him off the field.
Yeah, well, that's probably a good thing. It's good for business, isn't it?
It definitely is good for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. They're happy he's back, so.
Yeah, right. All right, anyway, excuse me. Please continue.
That's all right. Climate change tied with daylight saving time bill at number 9. Number 8 this week, big tech and social media issues. At number 7, race relations and immigration reform. Number 6 this week, crime and homelessness. At number 5, the 2022 and 2024 elections. At number 4, COVID-19 variants. Number 3 on the chart this week, the economy and gas prices. At number 2, U.S.-Russia-China relations. And not surprisingly, at number 1 this week, the Russia-Ukraine war.
All right, on the people list, how's that shake out?
On the people side, number 10, Tom Brady. Number 9, Jussie Smollett. Number 8, Chris Cuomo. At number 7, Brittany Griner. Number 6, Donald J. Trump. Number 5, Jerome Powell. At number 4 is Xi Jinping. Number 3 is Volodymyr Zelensky. At number 2, Vladimir Putin. And at number 1 is Joe Biden.
Let's do a spelling test here. The difference between how to spell Vladimir Putin's first name, and it's actually, I think, is pronounced Voldemir, but it's close anyway, Zelensky. There are a couple of more vowels in there, though, on his name. Isn't it interesting how we anglicize what they really sound like in their native tongue is nothing like they sound in English, right?
No, you're right about that. Well, I mean, it's the same since we're on a St. Patrick's Day theme. You know, Sean and John, you know, Sean is Irish for John. So I think the Volodymyr the way you said Volodymyr Zelensky, you made it almost like Lord Voldemort. He's Voldemort, but it looks to me like I'm looking at him right now. Vladimir and Volodymyr, different spellings of the same name, I'm assuming.
Mm-hmm. You've been doing this for a long time, and as Michael's lieutenant, the task falls on you to actually do a lot of the research here. What's your process? Just out of curiosity, what's the process that you, Kevin Casey, use to put in your input is important to the story list and the people list? So what do you do to come up with these various, with the various stories, topics, and how do you put them in order?
Well, we've had for years and years, we've had the same process for gathering data. And basically at the end of each week or as we roll into Thursday, we look at it, see if everything jives with what we are pretty sure that people have been talking about based upon our listening to what's going on around the country. And then we put together the final list. So it's a lot of data and a little bit art.
Yeah. There's a craft. Yeah, there's a craft to it. I think that's for sure.
I was going to say the thing that people who are listening to the show have to understand is that these are not the biggest news stories of the week. They're the biggest talk radio stories of the week.
Right.
Big news stories happen all the time that aren't really talk worthy. For example, a horrible earthquake, you know, that happens somewhere and kills a bunch of people. That there's nothing controversial about it. It's just a very, you know, sad story. So that's a big news story, but it's not a big talk radio story.
All right. So you've said something very important right there. I want to glom onto it for a second. The controversy that is created, if you will, by talking about these things on the radio, the left-right divide, we see it everywhere, and I guess that that's part of the entertainment value here, as long as you don't take it too seriously. And I think a lot of people, the blue states and the red states and how seriously they take some of this stuff. I saw something this week about how blue states took the virus more seriously than red states. Is there anything? It becomes laughable, doesn't it, at some point in time?
Well, I think everything is taken really seriously now. I mean, look, we have news, entire segments of the news organization, news organizations are dedicated to spats between celebrities.
Yeah.
I mean, one of the biggest news stories, if you've been following the news over the last, you know, couple of weeks, is the spat between Pete Davidson, the new boyfriend of Kim Kardashian, and Kim's soon-to-be ex, Kanye, or Ye. Yeah. Sorry, Ye.
Didn't he bury him alive? Didn't I see that someplace? He's posted
something. Wouldn't surprise me, but this is what this is celebrity news now in the modern age.
Yeah, right. And that's where the social media comes in. We on the DJV program devote certain segments of the program just to social media, what people are saying, what's trending, that sort of thing, which has become part of the process of covering or talking about what's going on in the world. But still going back to the key dividing lines, the ideologies that get into everything, it's now even been split down to, are you very liberal or are you somewhat liberal? Are you very conservative or are you somewhat conservative, right? I mean,
You're right. You know, the problem is it comes down to the individual. You ask any conservative who is a fellow conservative, and if someone appears to be slightly less conservative than about a particular issue, well, then that person's not even a conservative. They're a rhino, and they're dismissed out of
it. Right. That's it. You know, I don't think I've ever told you this story, but I have shared it with Michael. When I started doing afternoons on WCKY in Cincinnati in 1988, when I went on the air the first 5 minutes of being on the air on the station, I told the story about where I came from and how I happened to get the job, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And in those days, we took a lot more calls than we do these days, or at least I did. And so the first caller that went on the air, out of his mouth came, "You liberal Boston bastard, get on the next plane and go back to Boston." And I had, you know, at that point in time, I was doing more politics. That was just about when I started doing what was the forerunner to DJV, the Good Day program. And I was political, and I was right of center. I was described as a rhino, I think, as much as anything else. But there were no such thing as good Republicans and bad Republicans. And I didn't ever experience it because I had been a Republican all my life until I went to Cincinnati, and I wasn't Republican enough. So
absolutely. You know, different parts of the country are different. Yeah.
And so anyway, you look at the way it's liberal, you're very liberal, you're slightly liberal, you're moderate. I mean, how do you even describe moderation when you go around listening to the stations? Is there anybody who's moderate at all?
Maybe right. Jim Bohannon. Jim Bohannon calls himself the militant moderate, so I guess he is.
Okay, yeah, I would say Jimbo is kind of that way. I think I'm that way. I don't like any politicians. I don't like either of the parties, and I kind of. But I think you're right about that. And so does that make it easier for him to have an interesting conversation? I think that's there's something to discuss in and of itself. Kevin Casey is here. I'm Doug Steffen. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show for the week of March 14th to the 18th. A reminder, seeing as this is St. Patrick's Week, don't forget about the Lucky 7 sale for St. Patrick's Week going on at Calitrin. Toploss.com is their website. Calitrin is the all-natural way to lose weight and keep it off and get $7. Speaking of off, $7 off every single bottle. So you can buy the 90-day supply and get $21 off. Plus, you get 2 months free. That's the deal. So to get it, got to go to toploss.com and put in the DJV code to get not only the money off of each bottle that you buy, but also free shipping. Lose weight naturally. Calitrin at toploss.com.
Shopping for cars online is slow. Checking all those different sites one by one, Auto Tempest doesn't like slow. That's why we sponsor NASCAR driver Chris Buescher in the number 17 Ford Mustang. It's also why we created a powerful search engine that will scour all the top car shopping sites, letting you search used car listings from across the internet in one search. Why waste time searching each site separately? Use Auto Tempest instead. Find all the cars. AutoTempest.com. All the cars, one search.
Have you wanted to speak a new language but thought it'd be too difficult or take too much time? Then try Babbel. In just 15 minutes a day, Babbel teaches you conversations that you will actually use. With 14 languages and lesson topics like travel, business, relationships, and more, you'll learn what matters most to you. Babbel. Language for life. Learn a new language with ease. Go to Babbel.com to try for free. That's Babbel.com.
New message. Hey, girlfriend, it's Carol from jury duty. We never actually spoke, but I saw you ordered the same hoagie as me at lunch. What are the chances? Anywho, I heard you just got a boat. We should totally grab some hoagies and take it out for a spin.
When you get a boat, you also get new friends. Make sure Progressive's one of them and get coverage today for as little as $100 a year.
Do I want to feel the wind in my hair? Guilty as charged. Oh, seriously, let's ride on your boat.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy not available in all states.
I struggled with symptoms like frequent gas and stomach pain for years.
I was bloated all the time with daily diarrhea.
At first, I thought it was what I was eating.
I kept thinking it was stomach issues.
So I did my research and talked to my doctor, and we finally uncovered the truth.
It was actually EPI. Exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, is a condition where your pancreas is unable to help break down your food.
It can lead to symptoms like diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools.
And EPI symptoms can be confused with those of other common digestive conditions, like irritable bowel syndrome, Crohn's, and celiac disease.
So getting to the right diagnosis meant being more open with my doctor about the severity of my symptoms and how often they were happening.
But there's good news. EPI is manageable, so don't wait any longer. Use the symptom checker at identifyepi.com and schedule a visit or call with your doctor to ask, Could I have EPI?
Sponsored by AbbVie.
Now's the time to earn your bragging rights and rule the road in a powerful Dodge vehicle. With enough style, horsepower, and performance to make your muscle car dreams come true, it's no wonder J.D. Power named Dodge the number one ranked brand in initial quality and driver appeal for mass market brands. Join the brotherhood and experience the strength of Dodge muscle today. Visit Dodge.com or see your local Dodge dealer for great deals. Tied for initial quality study. For J.D. Power 2020 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com. Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com, that's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com, or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
23 after the hour now on the Talk Radio Roundup. This isn't the Roundup. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. The official hour of review of all the hot hits, the charts that are created by the work done at Talkers Magazine. Kevin Casey is here representing Talkers this week because Michael Harrison is under the weather. So we're talking, as usual, about the nuance of the list, what goes into it. And I think from a point of view, people don't really know you. You're not as familiar to the audience. You're familiar to all of us who are in the talk radio world because we know who you are and your role at Talkers, but a lot of listeners don't. So as we talk about COVID, which is number 4 this week, appropriately so, going down in the list, I wonder about you and your thinking, your family. I don't know that I ever knew this. I didn't ask Michael whether you've had COVID or not. Did you get it?
Not that I am aware.
Mm-hmm. Isn't that interesting? My doctor told me the same thing. He thinks I've had it. I don't remember having had it. I remember when it first started, when I drove back across the country from California, I didn't feel well at all, but I didn't feel like I was as bad as the description was of getting the first strain of COVID. So,
I had a number of, I think twice I was sick over the last course of the last 2 years, and I don't believe any of it was COVID, but you never know. And it's also a possibility that a lot of us have had it asymptomatically and just didn't know.
Right. So did you decide to have Moderna, Pfizer, or J&J? What did you take?
I didn't have a choice. I went, I got Pfizer for my first 2 shots and I got the Moderna for the booster. And I went to the local pharmacy. So it was, they were like, here's what we're shooting you with. So, I didn't really have a choice.
Right. Exactly. I think early on, that's what we all did, pretty much all Pfizer. Number 1 this week, the Russian-Ukrainian war. The forces where they are. So when this all first started, what was your reaction to, and as you listened to some of the radio programs, what's gone through your mind experientially as you look at, do you have any relatives that are Russian or Ukrainian? Do you know how many friends? How does that?
No, actually, I don't. I'm part Polish, so I'm kind of like on the border there. I think that what surprised me the most as I was, you know, surveying what people were saying about this is how many people were willing to give Vladimir Putin the benefit of the doubt and say, well, you know, this isn't so bad. And now, fortunately, most of the conservatives in the United States Senate and the House of Representatives, who were initially kind of, you know, Vladimir Putin's buddy, have come around now that they've seen the devastation that he has wrought upon Ukraine. So, but I was surprised people were making excuses for Putin.
Well, it's interesting that only 8 people voted against the resolution to stop doing business or to sanction Russia, and they were all the 8 strongest Trumpsters. You noticed that, right?
Yeah, exactly.
So go ahead, excuse me.
I think that, I think, you know, Donald Trump's calling Putin a genius prior to the first, onslaught was fodder for that. You know, people, Donald likes Vladimir, so do we.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I think when you get right down to brass tacks, politicians are all the same in every country. I don't know whether they even have, do they have such a thing as news talk radio in Russia? I don't think they do in China, but I wonder, I know they do in Europe, because we have some of the consultants are all American talk radio people that go over there. But is there such a thing in Russia?
Not that I'm aware of.
I wouldn't think it would be long lived. Can you imagine somebody going on the air and taking a shot at Putin? Take a shot at them, and that'd be the end of their career and probably their lives. Not the same by any stretch of the imagination. 28 past the hour, this is the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
I'm Al Simon, 91 years young. I created Balance 7 20 years ago. I don't believe God intended for us to be old and sick. For 10 years, I studied pH and how important it is to the immune system. No doctor or hospital can do what Balance 7 can do for you. Balance 7 is the key to unlocking a healthy immune system. In 3 days' time, you'll feel more energy, less joint discomfort, and clarity of thinking. Bring your body back to balance. Order now and receive free shipping and a free bottle of my Swooskin.
Get your body back in balance with Balance7.com. Your energy level will go up, joint discomfort will be reduced, and heartburn no longer a problem. And now go to support@Balance7.com and get a free 5-day supply of Balance7 while supplies last. A free 5-day supply of Balance7. Go to support@Balance7.com or call 805-474-0558. 805-474-0558. 805-474-0558. Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried, and finely milled and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vine-to-bar.com. That's vine-to-bar.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vine-to-bar.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden's Supreme Court of the United States nominee, Ketanji Brown Jackson, will be questioned by lawmakers today in Washington.
Justice Breyer, the members of the Senate will decide if I fill your seat, but please know that I could never fill your shoes.
Theoretically, based on numbers, the Democrats could put Jackson through to the Supreme Court without any Republican support. It appears many on Capitol Hill want to hear Jackson before the Senate Judiciary Committee before making a decision on her nomination. A China Eastern 737 passenger jet carrying 132 people crashed in southern China on Monday. China's equivalent to the FAA said it has been confirmed that this flight has crashed, adding that it had activated its emergency response and dispatched a working group to the scene. The plane was carrying 123 passengers and 9 flight crew members. USA Radio News.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
President Biden's military leadership has shown many faults during his term as president and vice president. Crimea was lost to Russia under Biden's watch, and now Ukraine could lose its sovereignty under Biden's leadership. So how will the president do if and when China overtakes Taiwan? Representative Ken Buck, the Republican from Colorado, he joined Newsmax to discuss the strong possibility of new Chinese aggression against their neighbor.
And I think that's a great point. President Biden is really working from a position of weakness. He has not demonstrated a position of strength in Afghanistan. That was an absolute debacle. China moved into Afghanistan as soon as our last troops had left. They have seized our weapons from Afghanistan. China is benefiting from President Biden's weakness. There's no reason to believe that they respect his strength, and there's no reason to believe they believe that the United States will be a deterrent to whatever they want to do in Taiwan.
Lagging behind Russia in developing hypersonic weapons, the U.S. Navy is rushing to field its first with installation on a warship as soon as late next year. These weapons, which travel at ballistic missile speeds, are difficult to shoot down because of their maneuverability. The Russian military says it already developed hypersonic missiles, and they targeted Ukraine's sites, marking the weapon's first use in combat over the weekend. It should be noted the Pentagon could not confirm a hypersonic weapon was used in the attacks. I'm Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Four at the hour now on the official Talk Radio Countdown Show, a weekly production of Talkers Magazine and the DJV Show. You can find the lists at talkers.com and also at djvshow.com. I'm Doug Steffen. Joining me instead of Michael Harrison this week, who's the editor and publisher, his lieutenant or captain, the second in charge, how do we best describe Kevin Casey? I think that's a good way. Your second, the second banana. If you like bananas, I guess you're all set. And it must be like being bananas, going through and, you ever, when you listen to some of these talk radio programs, do you ever wonder what planet some of these guys have come from? These people that just is amazing what some people think and say. I find it that way. Anyway, I've been doing this for a long time. What about you?
Yeah, I think that, look, I've been following talk media for you know, more than 30-some years now, so I'm not really surprised by anything, to be quite honest with you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I suppose maybe that's it. Well, yeah, I guess that's something when we think about it, but we do have to create some drama here in order to get people to listen. You know, when you talk about what's going on, you talk in words, the colorful words that are used, descriptive words like the air strikes in Ukraine where some innocent civilians are being killed, you know, that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
To tell the story becomes more dramatic. Is that how we get people? And the story of Brittany Griner, that certainly is pretty dramatic, don't you think?
Absolutely. Well, I think that it goes back to the best goal of journalists since the beginning of time, which is, you know, tell a compelling story, paint a picture, but tell it accurately. You know, describe mm-hmm. what you're actually seeing, what's going on. If you're talking about an opinion program, well, give your opinions clearly and state them succinctly, and then that's where the debate begins. And that's kind of what talk radio has really always been about, is, you know, taking an issue that has multiple sides, has some controversy to it. Usually the host had a vested interest in it because they feel passionately about one aspect of it, and then everyone debates and discusses.
You know, as I look at some of the things that I like to talk about, and I get this, you know, I'm known for not necessarily following the same path or the same lead that everybody else does. So when it gets to, for example, the week has been filled with conversation on the sports talk radio stations about March Madness and Kentucky falling to St. Peter's. And I remember listening to some guy who asked his partner, where the hell is St. Peter's? Who is? who are they? What are they doing in this game? Right? I mean, that's kind of, and then people say, okay, yeah, what's the story? And then they look to the talk radio host to give them the information that they don't have. And that's where the a lot of the entertainment value comes from, I think, anyway.
Yeah, sure.
Thank you for agreeing with me.
I agree.
I know. Okay, so let's, here's one of the things that didn't make the top 10 list this week. Fruit flies. And they're showing the adaptive change that they have. The genome build, you know, the fly has its own genome. We think we're the only ones that have genomes, but flies, everything pretty much in the order of the animal kingdom has genomes. And so these new fruit flies. Yeah, plants too.
And
yeah, exactly.
Kingdom, yeah.
Yep. So they're apparently going through some kind of evolution. Now, I spent a few minutes talking about that because I think that people want a respite and they want some other information. And so when I look at my topic tree, which is, you know, you have 14 or 15, right? I go on the air every day. I have 14 or 15 different things that I want to share with the audience. And so, you know, I think there's enough, and maybe you would disagree with this, but there are enough people talking about the heavy stuff that I don't think I need to. I think people need kind of a respite from it. And I don't know how many, you know, there's stuff that's compelling that's going on. I mean, actually, if you look at the top 10 story list here, there wasn't much time devoted this week to from number 5 to number 10. Yeah, I didn't hear much about the elections this week. And, you know, the other things that have been part of our, the only, probably, the only thing that gets off of that is daylight savings time, that bill, and March Madness. So people, when we took on the daylight savings time bill, were arguing, and we got a lot of input on our social media, as to whether it should be the standard time or the daylight time, because the misnomer here is the daylight savings time bill. Well, a lot of people don't want it to be daylight savings all the time. They want it to be regular time all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And so then that becomes almost a liberal and conservative.
I know. Does it? Does that
yeah.
become liberal conservative? I think me it seems like, you know, do you want it dark in the morning or darker in the early evening? That's your choice. Daylight saving time year round is going to bring us in the dead of winter. If you live on the western side of a time zone, you're going to, it's going to be dark until 8:30 in the morning in, you know, around December. And conversely, if you want standard time year round, you're not going to have those summer nights where it stays light until, you know, depending again, if you live on the western side of a time zone, it can stay light till almost 9 o'clock at night. What do you want? I think I'd rather I'd rather not have a bunch of accidents and kids walking around in the dark trying to go to school, and I'm fine with it getting dark at, you know, 7:30, quarter to 8 in the summer. I'm with the standard time.
Yeah, because I'm on the farm, I like it when it's later during the summer to get more work done before it gets dark. But I get what people are saying about early in the morning. It can be pretty dangerous. And for our radio brethren, a lot of people carrying this program have AM radio stations, and many of them are what we call daytimers. And the daytime talk radio, not just talk radio, but daytime AM stations will not be able to go on until the sunrise hits. And so many of them, if this thing comes out cockamamied up, won't be able to do a morning drive show because they won't be able to go on the air until 9 o'clock in the morning. Some of them.
Well, they can't go on at full power. Most of them can go on at some kind of limited power, right?
Yeah, I guess. Yeah.
You know, like 6 watts or something.
Yeah, right. Yeah. The radio station we all started on as kids.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Michael Harrison has an interview every week, the MH interview. And this week, he interviews this fellow from Free Talk Live who's in jail. His name is Ian Freeman.
He's out. He has an ankle monitor. He has been indicted. He is facing trial. He's going to face a federal trial. This is a fascinating interview. If people don't know who Ian Freeman is the host of a show called Free Talk Live. It's a nationally syndicated talk radio program based out of Keene, New Hampshire. And he is a unrepentant libertarian, a liberty-minded guy, and he and his libertarian, the Free State Project followers up in New Hampshire have been kind of driving the locals a little nuts with some of their liberty-oriented schemes and things. And what turns out what happened is he has also been involved in cryptocurrency. The feds charge him with money laundering, fraud, and all of these other sorts of things related to this. And I won't try to summarize it for you, but listen to the Michael Harrison interview. It is heard on Podcast One, the Podcast One Network. You can find it linked from the Talker's website. But it's a fascinating interview. He speaks with them about an hour about other subjects, but they talk a lot about this indictment. It is, it's going to be interesting because there is not a lot of legal precedent regarding cryptocurrency, and the feds, you know, think that they've got him. He doesn't know what's going to happen, but, if you hear him talk about what he did and what he didn't do, you might come away from it thinking, this is really going to be an interesting trial.
Well, I've known this kid in comparison to me, and maybe even you, he's a kid. He's been at this, though, since he was really a kid. I think he and his partner started on the air when he was in his 20s, anyway. And I remember him coming up to me and wanting to know if he could be a guest on my program, because he wanted it. And then they came to me and wanted me, because, you know, I'm an independent producer, and advertising is how we're supported and how these programs continue. And he wanted to know if I wanted to sell. He's in the business of, selling cryptocurrency. And I didn't understand it at the time, and I guess I still don't really understand it. The way radio could sell people on cryptocurrency. And he was actually he said, well, I'll pay you if you do it. I'll pay you in cryptocurrency. And I think maybe more than anything else, I'm happy to try a good pitch on the air, but I didn't want to get paid in crypto because I don't know what to do with it. He said, no, you can buy a car with it. You can take a trip with it. You can do a lot. You can buy groceries with it. And I just didn't fit maybe that way I'm pretty conservative. Thinking about, you know, all that. But that's kind of where he's stuck, right? On the crypto.
A lot of folks are leery of cryptocurrency because they don't understand it. And most people don't want to get involved in something that they don't understand, which is a good idea. Never invest in something you don't understand.
Thank you.
Words of wisdom for this Friday, for this weekend, I should say.
Right. Kevin is here with us, Doug Steffen, on the Talk Radio Countdown Show, with a reminder about how you get a good night's rest and where you get the tools for having a good night's rest. Go to Milo.com. Check out Giza Dream Sheets, the towel sets, the individual My Pillows, the sizes, shapes, the quality, that sort of thing. They have continued to keep the complete sleep system on sale, 30% off using the DJV code. You can get that and all kinds of other classic MyPillow items at MyPillow.com at huge discounts. It's kind of a cool thing. Nice that we have that arrangement. You get up to 65% off. Check it all out. Make sure your sleeping is the best it can be using the tools for MyPillow.com. And when you check out, use the DJV code. That's MyPillow.com.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio. Majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling or giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Are you suffering from too much house? Is your house too big for your current needs and you want to simplify your life? If you want to sell your house and downsize, or if you've inherited a property you don't need, then call my friends at the Home Buying Network today for a fast cash offer. We've helped hundreds of people just like you who want to sell a house and downsize fast with no real estate commissions, fees, or other normal house selling hassles. We make selling your house easy. We don't list your house, we buy it for fast cash. In most cases, our specialists can buy your house in just a few days or when you want. Make this free call now to downsize your house and get a fast cash offer.
Paid for by the Sierra Group. Call 800-930-1737. 800-930-1737. 800-930-1737. That's 800-930-1737.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by Asus.
Hi, I'm Mark Saltzman, host of the syndicated Tech It Out radio show and podcast. The distinctive Asus ZenBook Flip 15 is an elegant, sophisticated, and versatile Windows 10 laptop. Its amazing 4K UHD OLED Nano Edge high contrast touchscreen is Pantone validated for color accuracy, TÜV Rheinland certified for eye care, and features a precision engineered 360 degree ergo lift hinge. The sleek and ultra-compact design gives ZenBook Flip 15 an amazing 90% screen-to-body ratio. Its latest 11th-gen Intel Core processor and gaming-grade NVIDIA GeForce GTX 1650 Ti graphics will accelerate your on-the-go productivity and creativity. Asus ZenBook Flip 15 is your perfect creative partner. Do great things with a Windows PC. Performance, price, and plenty to choose from.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Asus.
My leg was painful, red, and swollen just doing the crossword puzzle. I could have put off telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
He told his doctor and found out his leg pain, swelling, and redness are deep vein thrombosis, a blood clot which could travel to the lungs and lead to a pulmonary embolism, which could cause chest pain or discomfort or difficulty breathing and be deadly. If you have one or more of these symptoms, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Thanks to Kevin Casey from Talkers Magazine. Remember, you get the list at talkers.com and also at djvshow.com. It's a production and a love of mine to be able to do this every week. So, Kevin, give my best to Michael so that he recovers well. And thank you until we visit again. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Now 53 past the hour, time for Victoria Keelan and Doug Steffen, mostly Victoria Keelan, to go to the top five items.
You're here for moral support.
Yes, I am. Right. And to give you, I give you a leg up with the sort of the headline. As long as they don't lose the headline, we're fine. Top five items from the world of technology, counting it down. At number five, there's a boom in the streaming world for the film industry. I don't know whether this is good or bad. For me, it's probably bad.
Well, actually, in the long run, it's probably really good for you, meaning you are a movie theater fan. You like going to theaters to see movies. So the Motion Picture Association released their annual report, and they said that in 2021, $99.7 billion was brought into the movie market because streaming platforms pushed out so much content, so many movies, and subscriptions to, which actually, it's a the digital movie market, streaming market, was 72% of the combined theatrical and home mobile entertainment market, compared to 46% pre-COVID. So this was obviously the huge boom that we expected. But the good news is, because it injected so much money back into the motion picture industry, it's actually given them a really good leg up going forward as movies are coming back into theaters. So this was a sort of surprise, because as we know, the pandemic pushed Americans to stream content from home, and since the beginning of 2020, 53% of U.S. adults said that their streaming service viewership had increased. And so, and I know a lot of people in the movie industry were really unhappy with all the streaming stuff, but it turns out one hand washes the other here, so it ends up being good news. And by the time, well, sort of right now, as we're moving into a summer season, more and more blockbusters will come out. So it's really actually good news for people who like the theater, because there's going to be a lot more funding for it.
Number four,
the meta relationship with China, especially regarding, well, lawmakers want to know what the relationship, I guess, is with China, right?
Right. So a bipartisan group of lawmakers is pressing Facebook's parent company, Meta, which I still think we should just call them Facebook because they don't anything else except Instagram. So they're pushing them on their policy towards paid advertisements from Chinese state-sponsored media. And apparently what the China Global TV Network has done, they've placed at least 21 ads on Facebook featuring newscasts that are pushing pro-Russian propaganda about the war in Ukraine. And so the letter, which is from a group of six House lawmakers, bipartisan, which is rare, but also encouraging when we hear it, they acknowledge that Facebook has taken certain steps to block Russian state media, but what are they doing to block the Chinese? That's the question. And they gave Facebook five questions to respond to about their ad policies, and they have until March 31st to respond. So we'll keep you posted on what happens with that. But clearly China has shown that they are very much backing whatever Russia is up to.
Speaking of Russia, they're facing hacking from the outside. Little turnabout is fair play, it looks like, huh?
Exactly. So this was a story that just sort of happened at the end of the week. But the Russian government websites, and I'm actually surprised they even admitted this, but the Russia's Ministry of Digital Development and Communications announced on Thursday of this week that the Russian government websites and state media are facing unprecedented levels of hacking. And they said the hacking attempts have been significantly more powerful than anything that they've ever experienced in the past. They said this is 2 to 3 times more powerful than the most serious incidents they've ever had on record. And so what they're doing, these hackers, which are probably from Ukraine and maybe from other places around the world, and also Russians who don't agree with what Putin's doing, they took over the hotline, the emergency situation ministry in Russia. They took over the hotline and changed the number to a number where Russian soldiers can call if they want to defect from the Russian army and come back from Ukraine alive. They also altered the top news items on the ministry's homepage to, quote, "don't believe Russian media, they lie," and "default in Russia is near." So this is, and then they offered a link with full information about what's really happening in Ukraine because so many people in Russia are in the dark now with no internet.
Amazing.
It's a powerful hack. That's what they call the white hat hackers. Those are the good guys.
White hat
and it's
hackers.
that's a good one.
All right, number two, focusing on Netflix and what they're trying to do.
This story really rippled way beyond the tech world. So Netflix has announced that they do not want you sharing passwords anymore. And that's a big deal. So we don't know what's going to happen yet. They're testing in Chile, Costa Rica, and Peru a new policy to add about $3 per person per month. So
Facebook
and Instagram. Yeah, right. So Facebook and Instagram are banned in Russia now, and it's just going to be going back and forth on freedom of speech and things like that. It's not going anywhere good, let's put it that way.
Top five items from technology here, Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen, 59 past the hour.
I need answers to my tax questions. Where could I find them?
Need answers? Try our interactive tax assistant on irs.gov/ITA. Simply select your tax questions, provide your information, and it gives you answers. Also, check our help and resources page and try our online tax map. 5,000 tax topics from A to Z. Plus, you can access forms, publications, in a variety of formats.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.